Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast, my observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today, I'll be talking about children? Really? I remember sitting in church as a child and being terrified that I might move the wrong way. This, of course, would elicit a negative response from my parents. Most of those negative responses were not enjoyable. My sister and I, as well as the other people my age, were expected to sit quietly while we worshiped. It was hard for me to do. I've never been very good at sitting still. Summer camp each year was a safe haven for me. It was there that we could worship while standing, clapping, and swaying. The other kids from church who went to camp had similar experiences. They loved summer camp worship as much as I did. Unlike me, they never enjoyed the worship back home. I liked both, but most people my age fell away from the church, and I can't help but wonder if they would have stayed in church if our services had been less formal and more kid-friendly. As a minister, I am certainly sensitive to children who are acting badly in church. They can be loud enough to disrupt worshipers from hearing what is happening at worship. Where is the balance between keeping kids from being disruptive, yet making our congregations kid-friendly? It's not an easy balance to reach. This past Saturday evening, our family gathered at the Jazz Vespers service at Second Reformed Church in Hackensack. This is my second time that I've attended that service, and both times I've enjoyed it. It is more informal, and the service is a bit less complicated than most worship services are. It's nice to sit and worship and not be leading worship. Perhaps what I love about this service is that it is kid-friendly. No one gets hyper if kids get a bit restless. This past Saturday, all three of my grandsons attended. Yes, they got a bit restless. Yes, they got down on the floor to play with toys. At times, they even got a bit noisy. The noise soon stopped, and no one seemed to mind the kids' restlessness. Toward the end of the service, the singer gave a bit of a testimony. He talked about how important it was to expose kids to worship. He praised the leadership of Second Reformed Church for having such a kid-friendly service. My youngest grandson wanted to meet the musicians. After worship, he and his mother went up and met the group leader and singer, who graciously took the time to speak with him. He was a truly kid-friendly man. I wish that all of our worship experiences were as kid-friendly. Maybe, just maybe, our churches would be filled with kids if they were. I wonder if creating such congregations should be our top priority. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Markcast. I know it's not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us. And we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt. And may God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, or to watch my children's Bible story videos, please visit my website, www.markwilliamennis.com.